Most individual investors make the same five mistakes. And today I'm exposing these wealth-destroying habits and giving you the exact blueprint that professional money managers use to avoid them. So stick around, because mistake number three is costing you money every single day without you even knowing it. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Well, welcome to another episode of the Wealth Decisions Podcast. I believe every day we have the opportunity to make better decisions around our money and our life. And my goal is to help you do just that. So whatever your goal is, whether it's financial freedom, creating a richer life, or becoming a more successful investor, this podcast is just for you. I'm Brian. I'm the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. And today we're going to save you from the five mistakes preventing you from becoming a more successful investor and building and keeping more of your wealth. So mistake number one, hanging on to falling stocks. Here's a math fact that will change how you invest forever. A stock that drops 40% needs to gain 67% just to break even. And let me say that again. If you buy a stock for $100 and it drops to $60, that stock needs to climb 40 points or 67% to get back to your purchase price. Yet about 80% of investors hold on to these losers while selling their winners. This is called the disposition effect, and it's an investment mistake that can cost people a lot of money. Nobel Prize winner Daniel Kahneman, he discovered that losses psychologically are twice as powerful as gains. This means you feel twice as bad losing 1,000 as you feel good about making 1,000. So when your stock drops, your brain kind of goes into panic mode and you start creating all these stories on why it will bounce back. I see this all the time with individuals. They hold a stock that's down 50% for 3 years, convinced it's going to recover, while selling maybe profitable stocks because they look expensive. It's backwards thinking, and it can destroy your wealth. So here's what separates traders from amateur investors: the stop loss secret. Professionals use stop losses religiously. If a stock drops 20% from their purchase price, they sell automatically. No emotions, no stories, no exceptions. This single rule protects their capital and forces them to cut losses quickly. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number one. Winners keep winning and losers keep explaining. So the fix is set up stop losses right when you purchase a stock. Download your broker's app right now and set alerts for 20% drops on every position. When it hits, sell immediately and move that money to a better opportunity. You can even put a sell stop order in that automatically does this for you. Coming up next, I'll expose the most dangerous investment trap of all: story stocks. These are companies that have incredible stories, but terrible financials. And they're costing investors billions of dollars. So don't go anywhere. So mistake number two is falling for story stocks without profits. Story stocks are companies with these amazing stories, but no profits. They're always 6 months away from some revolutionizing thing that they're offering the world. I call this the Reddit test. Ask yourself, can you explain what this company actually makes money from right now? Or are you just betting on an Elon tweet or roaring kitty on the Reddit platform? Peter Lynch, who turned $10,000 into $280,000 for investors during his time at Fidelity, warned, "Behind every stock is a company. Find out what it's doing." But with story stocks, we tend to get kind of hypnotized by what the company might do instead of what it's actually doing, which is usually burning cash. I learned this lesson the hard way with a $25,000 investment of my own in a biotech company that was 6 months away from getting FDA approval for three straight years. The story was incredible. They were going to cure diabetes. But the reality is they ran out of money and I lost 80% of my investment. I wasn't investing. I was gambling on this kind of fairy tale. You need to have a process if you're going to buy individual stocks, and you need to have a way to protect your money if it doesn't work out. Here's the brutal truth about story stocks. 90% of companies that go public without profits never become profitable. You're not investing in the next Amazon. You're funding someone else's expensive experiment. Before you buy any stock, apply the 12-year-old test. Can you explain this company's current business model to a 12-year-old in under 60 seconds? If you can't, you don't understand it well enough to risk your money. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number two. Invest in profits, not promises. So the fix, never allocate more than 5% of your portfolio to unprofitable companies. Focus on businesses with consistent revenue growth, positive cash flow, and proven business models. Your future self will thank you. Next up, we're going to talk about three cognitive biases that are costing you more money than the market crashes that we've had over the years. These mental traps, they're kind of so sneaky you don't even know you're falling for them. So mistake number three is confirmation bias. It's when you're only seeking good news. Your brain is lying to you. Your brain is programmed to lie to you about your investments. And once you own a stock, you become kind of a detective. But you only look for good news. You'll read 10 articles about the company and remember only the positive ones while forgetting all the rest and all the red flags. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's partner for 60 years, he really nailed it. He said, what the human being is best at doing is interpreting all new information so that their prior conclusions remain intact. Your brain literally filters out all information that contradicts your investment decisions. So here's how I fix this bias in my own investing. Before buying any stock, I write down three reasons why it could fail. Then I set up Google alerts for negative news about the company. If I can't find credible criticism, I'm not looking hard enough. Most investors, they spend hours researching reasons to buy, but 0 minutes researching reasons to sell. This kind of creates a dangerous blind spot that I think can cost people a lot of money. I don't know if you remember the company Theranos, but they were touted as being a revolutionary health technology company. Investors ignored dozens of red flags because the story was so compelling. Scientists said the technology was impossible, but investors only heard about its revolutionary potential. Confirmation bias cost them about $900 million. Theranos ceased operations in 2018. So the fix is actively seek some disconfirming evidence. You know, join investment forums where people criticize your holdings. Read the short seller reports. If you can't handle criticism about your stocks, you're not ready to really own them. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the anchoring bias that keeps you stuck in losing positions, plus the overconfidence trap that can really derail even the most successful investors. So mistake number four is anchoring bias, being stuck on your purchase price. See, the market doesn't really care what you paid for the stock. It doesn't know that you own it. Here's the big reality check that will change your investing forever. The market doesn't care what you paid for your stock, not even a little bit. If you bought Netflix at $400, the market doesn't care. Or you bought GameStop at $300, the market doesn't care. The stock is worth exactly what someone else is going to pay for it today, not what you hope that it'll be tomorrow. Yet 90% of investors treat their purchase price like it's carved in stone. Anything below feels like a loss. Anything above feels like a win. This is anchoring bias, and it keeps you trapped in terrible investments. Warren Buffett put it simply. He said, the price is what you pay, value is what you get. Your purchase price isn't the stock's value. It's just a number from the past that has really kind of zero relevance to the future. So every quarter, I do what I call the fresh eyes test. I pretend I don't own any of my stocks, and I look at each holding like I'm seeing it for the first time. Then I ask, if I had this amount of cash today, would I buy this stock at the current price? If the answer is no, I sell it immediately. This simple exercise has saved myself and some of my clients millions of dollars by forcing them to evaluate investments based upon current reality, not past decisions. Your purchase price is a sunk cost. It's gone forever. The only question that matters is what is the best use of this money going forward? You know, holding on to a losing stock because you don't want to realize the loss is like staying in a bad relationship because you've already invested so much time. So the fix is every month, reevaluate your portfolio with fresh eyes. Ignore what you paid and focus on what each investment is worth today and where it's headed tomorrow. But now for the most dangerous bias of all, and that's overconfidence. This one destroyed my wealth early in my career. Well, whatever wealth I had early in my career. And I'll share exactly how it happened. Early in my investment career, I was a financial advisor. I just started in 1997. And in 1999, everyone seemed to be buying tech stocks, including myself. We were all having hot streaks. And I turned a $28,000 investment into almost $150,000 in about 6 months by buying tech stocks on margin. Then, in March of 2000, technology stocks started crumbling. And by the end of 2000, after 12 margin calls are what happens when you're borrowing money against your portfolio to buy more stocks. You have to maintain a certain amount of margin. You either have to come up with money or you have to sell stocks at losses to cover those margin calls. And my almost $150,000 portfolio at the end of it all was worth less than $12,000. Overconfidence nearly ended my investing career before it even started. But thank God I got to learn that lesson when I was young. It all comes down to this. The more overconfident you become, the less likely you are to recognize it. Here's a fact that always humbled me. 90% of active fund managers underperform the S&P over the last 15 years. And these are professionals with teams of analysts and Bloomberg terminals and decades of experience. If they can't beat the market consistently, what makes you think that you can? The most successful investors I know are the most humble. I am a lot more humble today than I was when I was young and overconfident with my investing. So this leads me to wealth decision principle number 3. The market humbles the proud and rewards the patient. So if you're going to invest in individual stocks, try following the 80-20 rule. The mistakes I learned early in my investing career, after reading books on investing and learning from the greats, I learned the 80-20 rule that transformed my investing. So use 80% of your portfolio to buy low-cost index funds in different parts of the market to have a diversified portfolio. And use only 20% to go into individual stock picks and only with money that you can potentially afford to lose. This approach has generated more consistent returns while protecting me from my own overconfidence. So the fix is track every investment decision and calculate your actual returns versus a simple S&P 500 index fund. Most investors are shocked by what they discover. Let the data cure your overconfidence. So you've learned a lot in this episode. Let's put this all into action. Let's start with a three-step portfolio fix. Step one, open your portfolio right after this episode and identify any stock you wouldn't buy today at current prices and just sell it immediately. Step two, set stop losses at 20% below current prices for all individual stocks that you own, no exceptions. And step three, calculate what percentage of your portfolio is in unprofitable story stocks. If it's over 10%, start reducing some of these immediately. And this month, implement the quarterly fresh eyes test. Start a decision journal for every buy and sell. And automate investments into diversified ETFs. And this quarter, read a book like The Intelligent Investor or A Random Walk Down Wall Street. And then calculate your actual returns if you're investing in individual stocks and how they've done against the S&P 500. Remember Benjamin Graham's warning. The investor's chief problem, and even his worst enemy, is likely to be himself. Today, you've learned to recognize that enemy and set him aside. So let's recap the three wealth decision principles from today's episode. Number one, winners keep winning and losers keep explaining. Number two, invest in profits, not promises. And number three, the market humbles the proud and rewards the patient. So thanks for tuning in to episode 61, Five Investing Mistakes and How to Fix Them. Would love if you ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, Seven Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. In the book, you're going to learn how to first adopt a health conscious mindset. You're going to learn how to avoid some of the common mistakes when trying to create permanent change in your life, health, and wealth habits. You're going to learn how to overcome some of your money and health blocks that are preventing you from reaching your health or financial goals. You're going to learn how to create more meaning in your life. And you're also going to be able to build a stronger identity and belief in yourself. Make change easy at first so that you don't resist making positive, lasting change. You're also going to learn how to set up your environment to give you the best chance to succeed. But probably one of the most important things in the book is identifying and finding your why behind your why. That is what will keep you inspired long term. So if you'd like to order a copy of my book, it's coming out in August. You can go to momentouswealthadvisors.com/book, and you can also read about what some other self-development authors and life coaches and people in the industry are saying about the book. And if you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, there'll be a link in the description of this podcast. And during a discovery call, I'll take some time to get to know you, find out what's truly important to you, gather some information to see how I might be able to help you reach your long-term financial goals, as well as some of your life goals. So thanks for listening. Please share this podcast with a friend. Like, follow it, share it on social media. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond so that people can live a richer life. Thanks for listening and have a great day.